It's back and she's back. Ribfest and Tara Leonard. The two things kind of just go together. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Ribfest is around the corner. It's going to fall on Flag Day.
It is. I'm excited.
So it can be very patriotic.
Yes, we are kind of going that route. I tell you what, we are going to have the t-shirts that have our standard pig on it, and he's going to have a little camouflage because we are also celebrating the 250th birthday of the Army.
There's a lot going on June 14th, and it's going to be same place, downtown?
Yep, same place. We are moving it just a little bit to the west, so there's going to be some changes, which we're excited about.
Would you like a beautiful day? I can order a beautiful day for you.
Oh my gosh, if you could do that, that would be amazing.
Wish it was that easy.
It was beautiful last year.
So how many Ribfests have you put together now? 1,000?
I think we're about there.
Maybe feels like it sometimes.
It does, yeah.
I know people really like it, and it's kind of a summer kickoff, really.
It is. It's Yankton's first big festival, and I think everybody is just ready to have some fun and get and enjoy outside and smell the food and just have a good time.
Well, let's start with the ribs. Appropriately enough, we'll have the cook-off again and the amateurs going for top dog, top pig, top pig.
Yes, we brought the amateur rib contest back. Few changes, which I'm excited about. They are going to start. We are actually moving them down more west so that they get the full view of the whole event.
Well, actually, people should be able to smell their way downtown, right?
Absolutely.
Good. What time do things get started?
We start at 11 a.m. and we go till midnight.
You probably go until after midnight, though, because...
Yeah, it's a long day. But you know what? I have to tell you that, unfortunately, this is going to be my last Rib Fest.
All right, but, so I knew that, and I didn't know if I wanted to ask it or not, but you brought it up, so...
I did, because you know why I brought it up is because it has been a wonderful run. I've been doing it since 2018, I believe, but I have the greatest committee. I haven't done everything this year, and I've had some amazing people have stepped up and just have been rocking it, and they will rock it years to come.
Yeah, you got people stepping up after you then.
Yes, yes, it's going to be great. So Ribfest is not the last Ribfest. It's going to continue with amazing people helping out.
And I bet you'll still be down there anyway. What else besides the food is happening? We'll get to the music in a moment, but what else?
Well, we're going to bring back the kids zone. We're going to have a face painting. We're going to have the amateur ribbers. We have also regular vendors serving up a great, amazing food. We're bringing back the cornhole, and then the car and bike show will also be down there.
You got all the age groups covered.
We do. We had to. We want it to be a family fun event.
And as far as the kids go, face painting, inflatables, and you know, it's hard for me as an adult to stay out of the inflatables sometimes. I wish they would have the you know, for the bigger kids like me.
Well, I tell you what, this one that they're bringing two. One is a giant, even bigger than last year, obstacle course. So we could probably get you in there.
Well, music is such a huge part of this, Tara, so we'll start with music, and we really should start with Kimberly Meyer, who's joining us now. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
And where are we visiting with you from?
Well, I am currently in Nebraska at my residence, so just about an hour south of Yankton.
But you've been to Yankton many times, right?
I have, yep. Okay. It's right on my way to... a lot of gigs that I go to in South Dakota, right up Highway 81.
Tara, how'd you find Kimberly?
Well, ironically, my first Ribfest that I lined up, Kimberly was the singer of our headlining band. And then this is my last Ribfest, she's going to be here again. So it's kind of iconic.
Now, you said it was going to be patriotic, too. Explain why.
Well, so I am the commander of the 147th Army Band in Mitchell, South Dakota, and I, as Tara said, I've played the Ribfest before, and I had to look. That was back in, I think, 2019, and I loved the opportunity. It was so much fun. It was a great time, but this year, being that it's the Army's 250th birthday on June 14th, it's perfect. So I thought, well, hey, can we bring in the Army bands as well? And so this is a very rare opportunity to actually catch all of the music performance teams from the 147th Army Band as well before the headlining show.
Kimberly, June 14th is going to seem a little bit like July 4th, right?
It might. It might. You'll see a bunch of soldier citizen musicians running around and performing as well.
What can people expect from your part of the show? What do you bring to the stage?
I am a country kind of classic rock artist. You'll hear quite a variety coming from me, some original music. I've got some new songs that are being released right around that same time, too. So you might have a rare opportunity to catch a debut of one of my new singles. And, yeah, it's going to be a pretty high-energy show from, you know, country to classic rock to some pop.
Now, you said you were here in 2019. What do you remember about Ribfest that you're excited to be back for?
The energy. I just loved the energy from the crowd, and everybody was into it, and just everybody was so welcoming, and I'm really just looking forward to connecting with people.
Tara, people should be excited about Kimberly coming, right?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I just can't wait.
And you maybe even get up on stage and sing with her a little bit? No? No?
Oh, you know, I love to sing, but...
Anything else you want to add, Tara, about Kimberly's performance or these bands?
Well, I just think it's a great opportunity to be able to showcase the bands and to bring it and show Yankton what they're all about. I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great festival. It really is.
All right. June 14th, Ribfest is back and maybe better than ever. And your last hurrah, too.
Yeah, but I always will be in the side somewhere cheering them on.
Hey, seriously, thanks for everything that you've done for this great Yankton tradition, because it makes a difference.
Thank you.
And Kimberly, safe travels up to Yankton when it's time, and rest that voice up and have it really super ready.
Absolutely. Thanks.